Having the right connection. You think connection is an important something? Yes. Come on, you think connection is an important something?
Amen.
Having the right connection. Now, those of us who know a little about electrical work would know that if wires are not connected properly, you won't have no power, you won't have no current. You won't have no light, right? For example, this building here has been wired. But if the connection was not correct, there would have been no power, no current, no light. Am I correct?
Amen.
All right, so you got to refer to the man who deals with electrical. I mean, see, Jerry, he's a multi-talented, he's doing kind of things, right? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the connection must be correct.
Yes.
Wrong, correct connection, and you got a problem. Spiritually now, we need to be rightly connected in order to have power or current so that we can give light. What Jesus said, ye are the, come on, help me, ye are the light of the world. So if there's no proper connection, in a lot of us, I'm talking about us, I'm talking about you, we got blackout in a lot of Christian life. Everybody gets a quiet man. Because, and the reason is because we're not connected properly. In relation to electricity, we have a place we call it powerhouse, right? Come on, Nessa, help me. We have a place called the powerhouse. From the powerhouse, that's where the power comes from, right? Now, you know all the power is there in the powerhouse. But to get it to you, you need what?
Connection,
right? Wires and whatnot and whatever you have. Good? But all the power is there. All you gotta do is to be properly connected. To channel the power, you gotta be properly connected. Now, you think God have all power?
Amen.
Does God have all power?
Amen.
He is all powerful. Praise the Lord. And the Bible tells us in James 1:17, every good, paraphrasing, if I don't get it word for word, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and what? And where it come from? Coming down from the
Father.
Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all you need according to his riches and glory. So all, listen, everything you can think about that you ever want, and all the power you can think about that you ever need, is not in you and not in me, but it's in the Lord, amen? I said it's in the Lord, amen? Now, I want to show some scripture. How we can be connected to the Lord. And not only connected, but have a constant flow of current or power. So we can be the kind of persons we are supposed to be. Or for example, you have this light here. Suppose, or this is going in a parable. Like, suppose one of them wife at the top and say, man, I don't want to serve as no negative wife. I don't want to serve as no positive wife. What thing happened? I just cut off myself. What do you think happened? You think I'm not current? No, I'm not current. Because the connection is not correct. So the first thing before we can have power with God, the first thing before we can have whatever we need from God, we have to have the right connection. Amen?
Yes.
Come on, help me, amen?
Yes.
So, how does it, what does it mean to be connected to God? Are we coming up to John 15 now? We're going to start from verse 1.
Sorry.
It's in John 15, verse 1. God. Let's see what's going on here now. Who do you think is talking here? Who's talking here?
Jesus.
Good. What's Jesus saying? I am the what kind of
vine?
True vine, right? Or grapevine, well, we didn't do a translation. That's why that grape you'll find. Anyhow.
I
am the true vine and grapevine. So if they have true, you think they're false?
Yeah.
Once they got the true, they're false, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that so?
Yeah.
I am the true grapevine, and my father is the what? Gardener. What a gardener does? It protects the garden. Alright. What it does? What the gardener does? Does he get rid of weed? And anything that will interfere with the proper growth? Huh?
Take care.
He's a caretaker, right? Good. Next verse. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit. Now that is serious. Do you know that's very serious? Do you know that is serious? If you're not producing, as they got a saying goes like this, producer what? Come on, produce or what?
Perish.
Produce or perish, right? And the Lord is saying here, based on the word of God, he cuts off every branch of mine that does not produce fruit. Important word there is fruit. Good? And he prunes the branches that do bear fruit so that they will produce what? Even more. Now, what is word pruning? I think everybody here knows a little about agriculture.
Shrimp.
You know, in Guyana, maybe they have them over there. We have something called board vine.
Mm-hmm.
You know about the board vine?
Yeah.
And they could stifle the growth, maybe, of the tree. So, what do you do? Cut it off, right? Cut it off. So, you want to know why you go through all them testing and trials and why all this coming to you. But not much happening to him. You know why you're going through the pruning? Why God cutting off and allowing all kinds of things? Because he wants you to produce what? Even more fruit. Amen?
Amen?
So when the testing and the trial come and say, thank you, Lord. You're doing the work here. Amen? You're doing the work here, Lord. All right. We must move on. Next verse. You have already been prune and purify by the message I have given you. Next verse. I gotta move else. I'm in trouble. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine. And you cannot be fruitful unless you what? This word here.
Remain.
But before you can remain, you have to be forced connected.
Yes.
Amen? Now to the next verse now. Verse 5. Yes. I am the vine. Are you in the vine? I am the vine. You are the what?
Branches.
Those who remain in me and I in them will produce what? How much fruit? For apart from me, you can tell me the answer. We know a little about agriculture here. If you got one set of branches and no vine, plenty branches out of plenty, no vine, what do you think happening to those branches after time? They don't wither because they don't have, the source is what? You have heard the story about the goose that laid the golden egg? What the man did to get the land? When you kill the goose, is that you don't get no more eggs, right? It's every day the goose is going to keep on. They show you how greedy it is, right? One dot is bearing the term. One dot is building that. Take it little by little, amen. If a man is serving Lord for 50 years, 60 years, or 40 years, you will reach here overnight. You got to take your time, amen. So you got to take your time. And God's going to help you going to grow and grow and grow. God. So the first thing you need to do is to abide. I'm the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain, I think the King James said, abide in me, and I in them will produce much fruit. So the first thing, how do you get connected to the vine? Anybody get connected to the vine?
Yes.
Suppose though, I hope everybody here knows about pumpkin, right? At the time we planted pumpkin, I know we planted, we threw the seed and pumpkin or something to them. And a big pumpkin, like this is fine for you, a big one. Now suppose that when that pumpkin was little, somebody took a knife and, you know, just sever it from the vine. You think it was a grow? No. The first thing, in order to produce fruit, we need to be connected to the vine. And Jesus said, I am the what? So how do we get connected to the vine? You know, I'm talking generally. You know, a lot of people in church, generally speaking, they're connected to the church. Amen? Which is not a bad thing. They may be connected to friends and relatives, but many of them is not connected to the Lord. I said they're not connected to the Lord, and there's a problem come. Amen?
Amen?
The most, Christianity is not a religion. It's a connection.
Yeah.
I said it's not a religion, it's a connection. And once you connect, some people say, well, when they're in church, I'm a brother or sister. When I go among the boys, they're like, oh, it's another story. Now imagine the pumpkin tree say, you know, hey, when I'm here, I'm one thing, but when I go somewhere else, what happened to the pumpkin? The pumpkin will just die up. Christianity is a connection,
yes, it is.
Not a religion.
Amen.
And once you connect, you're going to stay connected.
Amen?
Amen? So how you get connected? Man, who am I talking to? I've been teaching you all over, you don't know how we get connected to the divine?
Silence.
Huh? All right. We have Sister Joan been around a long time. Sister Joan gave us the introduction. All right. Praise the Lord.
Abiding.
All right. So how? We know we must abide. We know we must remain. But how do you get connected to the divine? How do you get?
Communication.
But before communication, if you're not abiding, how do you communicate? I'm getting there. I'm don't feel no way if I ask you, right? I just trying to get something out of you. We ask questions. You know Jesus asked questions? The first stage is that you must receive Christ as a Savior. Lord, when you do, then you become connected, right? Isn't that so? But to as many as receive Him, to them give you what? Power to become the what? Sons of God, even to them that. So the first thing you need to do to be connected to the divine, you must receive Christ as your Savior and Lord. And I'm concerned now in the church. Honestly, I'm not talking about destruction. Generally in the church. Because a lot of people come in the church. And because we don't know. If we're not God. Unless God gives us the way God discerning a spirit. We don't know. So they come and say, yes, I believe that Jesus Christ came and died for me. He was buried and he rose again from death. That's very good. But that's with the mouth, right? Amen? The heart man believes unto right. And with the mouth man. Right? But we're looking for something now. Then we start, upon the confession of your faith, we don't know. We don't know what's in your heart. Upon the confession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So we baptize you, right? Because we don't know unless God shows us. Amen? But now after you decide, you say confess Christ and accept Him as Lord and Savior, we're looking for something now. What Jesus said, what's it Jesus said you got to produce now? Fruit, correct. Correct, Brother Rabbi, fruit. Once you're attached to the vine, they got to be fruit. You want to come and tell me you come to church Sunday, you're praising the Lord, taking communion, and also you're going to do some dance, all and dance. Wait. I don't even know the dances what they got to be, right? After the dance, they're doing up on the web, whatever. And they got some. I'm just showing video or something. You got the lady, you know, and then they got something. You know, that's who know.
No.
That is almost all right. I see. I wonder what's going on in the church. Imagine things that are so bad in the world in this country. Do you know they are actually a homosexual church? And they don't. I see one of them doing praise dance. And if it's me, I kill you. And you know. Come on. But the point I'm trying to make, brother, sister, you have to ensure that you are in the vine. If you're not in the vine, you're not going to produce fruit. Amen? You have to ensure that you have received Christ. I'm not saying you become perfect. I mean, get to that. So the first thing you need to do is to ensure that you're connected to the divine. Amen? Now, how can a person get connected to the divine? I just told you that. You need to receive Christ as your Savior and Lord. When you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, you're not rightly connected to Him. When we are connected to Him, what are the results? As I was saying just now, a pumpkin first, so you get a flower, right? A kind of yellow. It's got a pumpkin flower. And then you get a flower, right? And from a flower, you get a little pumpkin like this, right? Then get a little bigger. Then get bigger. And sometimes some of them are big.
You gotta water the plant.
I gotta water, good. Alright. But the point is, if it was not connected, there would have been no growth. Now, some people, as soon as they get connected to the Lord, you don't expect them to be like a big pumpkin. Huh? They gotta grow. Amen? So what the Bible tells us? Grow in grace and what? The knowledge of our Lord. And praise the Lord, as you begin to grow, you get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until you become what we call mature or fully grown. Or we say a ripe pumpkin. You know they got some false ripe one? Huh? They don't last very long, right? They don't last long, kind of forced, right? Listen, take it. God is a God of patience, amen?
Yeah.
Take your time and let God melt you and mold you and shape. Don't try to do what another man, the man was there, no longer the man, they didn't fit. Huh? Now these days, you find when some people singing, they listen to those people, those artists, you know, and whoever, even Christian singers, and they're trying to imitate them. Be yourself. Don't try to be nobody else. Amen. Let God use you as you are. Let God bless you as you are. A time when Brother Sean Bucketing came to Guyana, you had some other, yes, would you repent? And now they're trying to imitate Brother Sean Buck. You're not Sean Buck. You could never be Sean Buck. I can't be Sean Buck. You hear his preach? I preach. Somebody asked Pastor Jack, he was pastor, since the pastor. Tell something, I say, but he's the own son, the other monks though. I change you to be nobody. This is me, amen. I speak how I know to speak. You speak how you know to speak. Because God uses us just as we are. Amen. You don't try to be nobody else. Amen. I don't think that you become mature right away. Don't become, listen, this Christian life, sometimes it be difficult, yeah. It's rough and tough and we're fighting out kind of thing. You've got to do just to get to that place where you want to be with God. Hallelujah! Yeah. So we're connected now. Now what happens when we're connected? After time, being connected to the Lord, you're supposed to become more and more like the Lord. Divine is there. The stem of our branch, or whatever you want to call it, is there. The pumpkin is attached to the branch and the vine supplying everything, right? But after time, that pumpkin will grow and develop. As long providing it stay in the vine. Amen? Now, since you've been serving the Lord, it don't happen overnight, right? Since you've been serving the Lord, are you becoming more and more like Jesus or less and less like Jesus? Now, I wouldn't judge you. You be a judge. You be the judge. Amen? Are you becoming more and more like Jesus? What the Lord said? I am the?
Branch.
Come on. I am the what? Vine. He are the what?
Branches.
He that abideth me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Without me, you. So, what fruit will produce now? Fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, temperance, meekness, goodness, gentleness, and faithfulness. Amen? So, since we got saved to now, nobody's perfect here. I'm not perfect. I think it was in the month of June I accepted Christ in the 1968. In June, it would have been 50 years now I'm serving the Lord. Amen? 50 years. So, in the church, so to speak, I saw the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know what I mean? Like that, all kind of people get in church. Right? All kind of people. But we gotta trust God to help everybody. Amen? Amen? Rich, poor, educated, uneducated, those who make it and those who are making it. So we got to be with them. Stay with them.
Yep.
One of the greatest things to do for people is pray for them. Amen?
Amen?
Pray for them and live in such a way. You know what the first requirement of a minister of the gospel and of every Christian, what Jesus said, you must be what? Salt and you must be what? Light. Number one. If you fail there, you must fail everywhere else. Secondly, according to the scripture, you must be able to influence people to come to know Christ. Through your lifestyle, people should come to know Christ. Amen? Thirdly, you should be a what? Be now an example to the believers. You know what the word says? So you gotta get this in order. First, number one, you gotta be salt and light. Number two, you gotta through your lifestyle. Peter talked about it. You should be able to influence people for the Lord. And three, through your lifestyle, you should be able to influence believers to go in the right direction. Put the three in one. That's the fourth requirement. So, question. Since you've been serving the Lord, are we getting better or worse? Things are getting better. How tango? This is all you have. How tango?
Things are getting better. The Lord is on your side.
Is it true? Things are getting better. Woo! Things are getting better. Things are getting better. All right. Or look at 1 John. Two. And verse 6. I didn't say this, you know. The word of God said this. 1 John 2:6. Those who say they live in God should live their life as who did?
Jesus.
Those who say they live in God should live their life as who did?
Jesus.
Is it possible for us to live like Jesus lived? I haven't hit the target yet, but that's my goal. I don't want to be like nobody in this church. I don't want to be like Paul the Apostle. I don't want to be like our dear brother Shambak who got it. Nobody. I don't want to be like Jesus. Who do you want to be like?
Jesus.
I want to be like nobody. I want to be like Christ. He's my example. He's my pattern. Amen? So listen, it don't happen overnight. There's some basic things that you need to do in order to become more and more like Jesus. So we got to ask ourselves in relation to life. In relation to our lifestyle, are we becoming more and more like Jesus or less and less? If it's less, let's find out what's happening. Secondly, St. John 15:5, I'm the vine, what? Ye are the branches, he that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bring forth what? Much fruit. Without me, you can't do nothing, right? Good. Now, do you know that everything that we want as Christian is in the vine? I say everything we want as Christian is in the vine.
Amen.
My God shall supply how much of you need.
Oh.
I want to ask you a question, brethren, all of us here. Are you satisfied and fulfilled in serving the Lord?
Yes.
Are you looking? I gotta get some thousand. I gotta get a more million. I gotta get a bigger house, you know. I gotta get a better car. If you're not satisfied in serving the Lord, check up your connection. Then you, what you're doing, you're trying to put other thing to substitute the connection. Amen? Now, don't get me wrong. Cars are important. Money is important. Houses are important. But listen, if you depend upon those things to give you satisfaction and fulfillment, you're being deceived. Only one person can give us full satisfaction and fulfillment. Remember Solomon? Do you remember Solomon? I believe he had that connection with the Lord. Didn't the Lord appear to him 2 times? Spoke to him, and I believe he had that connection with the Lord. And I believe as he did so, he was truly satisfied, he was fulfilled, and all the rest. But then Solomon backslid. And I believe he went seeking for this satisfaction, fulfillment, and joy that comes only by being connected to the Lord. So what he tried? Luxury and riches. What he said? All is what? Vanity and vexatious spirit. What he tried? Learning or education. What he said? Vanity and vexatious. What he tried next? Liquor. Amen? Do you know maybe the different kind? I don't know all the amount of liquor. I see the guy, I can't remember the name of them now. Different kind of alcohol they're producing, what are they producing them for? I mean, the alcohol is not giving the full works. Or let me use a raw term, full kicks. Right? Yeah, just get kicked, you know. But kick your problem. So they gone to drugs now. They gone to marijuana. And they gone to cocaine. And they gone to different types of drugs. And they're trying to smart the work now. When they get the bad kind of drugs, they're using the pharmaceutical drug now and trying to get high on that. When they're trying to... Now listen, is that just a feeling when you get high? It's just a feelings, right? So they're trying to substitute only what God could give by using these other things. Listen, that vacuum inside of you, no matter where you get in life, no matter where you go, it could never, never be fulfilled until you have that connection. Amen? So what did Solomon say after starting? He said, let us hear the what? Conclusion of the whole matter. Do what? Fear God. And keep his commandments. But this is what? All duty of man. Amen? Satisfaction, fulfillment, joy, peace, love comes by being connected to the Lord. Hallelujah! We will have the fruit of the Spirit. I mentioned that already, right? Could all our problems be solved? In the vine. Could all our problems be solved? Every one of them could be solved when we are in the vine. Amen? What the word says, casting all your what? Cares upon him for care. Could all our needs be supplied? When we are in the vine? Would we remember? Would we have protection? Come on, would we have protection when we are in the vine? Who is the care? Who's the caretaker? Remember when Satan wanted to attack Job? And Job tell God something of the truth. He said, you know what? God, you set the hedge around this man. You see everything that he got, you have a hedge around it. In other words, the man was under the protection of God 24/7. Let me tell you, when you're in connected to the vine, praise the Lord, you have protection 24/7. And best of all, when you die, what happened? The Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God, and the dead what? The dead who? In Christ! You've got to be connected, right? The dead in Christ! Not everybody going. Only those who are connected, those who are in Christ, the dead in Christ shall rise forth. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So the dead in what? The dead in what? In Christ. Thank God! I said, thank God. That's a big question for all of us now. Could a believer, after being connected, be disconnected? Yes. Once you're connected, are you connected forever, no matter what you do?
No.
You know, that's a teaching going on now, I think they call it some grace teaching. No matter what you do, once you get saved, you can live how you want to live probably. Commit adultery, fornicate, drink and everything, and you once you get saved, that's it. But let's examine the scripture. You know, I believe once you get saved, you can always be saved, but conditionally. Amen? Conditionally, once you get saved, you can remain, you can be saved until when the Lord comes. But some people want to take it to the extreme now. Once I get saved, I can never be lying. I'm commit fornication. And don't believe it after the unsaved people. Don't mess with God. You take care of guiding terminology now. You take care of past God. Right? Because God gracious and good and merciful. You want to abuse now the mercy of God. What the apostle said, shall we continue in sin? That what? Grace may abound? God forbid! So let's see verse 6. St. John 15:6. And let's see if you got something. I'm talking about this church in part. We're talking about the church of Jesus Christ. Right? So the pastor talking about bomb-blasting us today in church. No, I'm talking about the church of Jesus Christ. Right? But somebody said, you know, if you get a brick or a pebble and you throw it among a hole set of pig, the one that make a noise, they the one we get hit, right? Amen. That's the one who get hit. There's some people. You're not watching TV. Now listen, when the word of God come to me, brother and sister, if I get me wrong, I humbling myself. I'm putting myself right. Me getting back with the preacher or the lady preacher or the women preacher. I mean, if the word of God is the word, man shall not what live by what bread alone, but by every word. I listen, I can humble myself. If I wrong, if you're wrong, you're wrong. Don't tell yourself, well, the Lord understand. The Lord understand. See what the Lord did. See what the Lord did in the flood. What the Lord understand. You want to come in the ark? That's it. It's so sometimes you know we take God for granted, but listen, the Bible says what? A fearful thing. Yes, God. Somebody say God. Well, God, his rope. Oh. How they put it? God rope got an end. In other words, the grace of God. Then come a time when God has said, enough is enough. Alright? So when God giving you mercy, grace, and he helping you out, you better take advantage of it. Verse 6. You ready for this now? I'm seeing if it applies to people in the church. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch. You think that's a useless people in the church? Somebody might say, not in this church. Brother. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch. And it's what? What's the word? With this word?
Yes.
And what is the word that will cause them to be useless and to be dull? Anyone who does that, what? This was the word here. This word here, remain means abide, right? Mm-hmm. Amen? So you think we got some useless people in church? Nobody get back to me, right? Tell me the truth. You know the truth and the truth shall. Alright. I ain't saying that you useless with that answer. I said church, right? And it's with our sin, that's what we drop people in church. Do you think we have some with our people in church?
Yep.
And I'm with the church, you know, with general, right? Do we have some really rough people in church? So listen, if you want to bring forth fruit, you got to remain here. One said yes, you could be always saved, but you got to remain. Just give me the King James Version, then my foot a little stronger. King James Version. I call a lot of us, especially the older ones, we're accustomed to King James, right? Anyone, if a man abideth not in me, or do not remain in me, is cast forth as a branch and is withered. Is withered. And sad to say, the church of Jesus Christ, generally speaking, some people, if a person's alive, or they really come back to the pen, they come back to the pig, the brick or whatever you have, the truth among pigs. And if none of them are making any noise, what happened? Ah, let me look at the other. It's living things that make nice, isn't that so? So they used to call us what? What they call us? The clap on nice people, right? Whoever they call us. It's supposed to be nice, carrying a life. Amen? You know when a baby is born, what they do? Hold up the baby. One, bye. Got life there, right? Amen? Amen? Once people have life, it will be seen. Amen? It will be seen. Well, sometimes you come to church now. I'm talking generally, right? This church and maybe at the church. And things are going on. People worship it, right? What is observing them? Some people praise the Lord. Lord, they're going to get the whole Sunday. Mm-hmm. Why? Why do you think that is so? I believe the reason, they're not connected. I said, once you're connected, life will flow. Why is it? Some people come in and they say, the presence of the Lord is here. I felt God present. Some of them go out and say, me feel nothing. You know why I feel nothing? You were not connected. Amen?
Amen.
A barrel might be, you know, you throw a barrel, you put a cork on the barrel, throw the barrel out in the ocean, barrel. This place, you have no water. You have no water. Open up. Just open up the cork and see if you got water or not. Amen? So a lot of times things that happen in church, when you're observing, people are not connecting. Now I'm going to say, I'm sorry for those people. I'm not condemning. I'm sorry for you. Because, listen, pastor does prayer every single day for you. And I called some of you by name, honestly. By name of this morning prayer. As a matter of fact, we went out. I'm just telling you this, and I say you have to do like me, right? To whom much is given, much is required. Amen?
Amen.
So we went out to the altar, and so they got home. When they got home, I got to sleep, and you got to get up to pray. Because if you don't pray, you perish, right?
Yep.
Amen? A prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. A prayerless minister is a powerless minister. There's power through prayer. So I slept and I wake up. As a matter of fact, I just didn't want to wake up so for chair when I sleep with. Get up and I get up at 1:20 and pray for 3 hours and 5 minutes. Because why? When I come here, you must freely what? Receive. I'm saying you have to do like me, right? But I'm just trying to show the importance I put on being connected and having a time with the Lord. What you said, could you not watch for me for how long?
1 hour.
1 hour. 1 hour. And I'm not saying a half, at least you aim at an hour, right? You can start with 5 minutes, you can't give the Lord 5 minutes. Come on, you can't give the Lord 5 minutes. 5 minutes,
amen.
5 minutes of prayer. Amen?
Amen.
5 minutes. Some people go, listen, the devil is so subtle. You can sit down. Come for Halloween to meet them. Show them before television and some nice come, something coming over. And we sit down for hour, that hour, 2 hours we sit down. And we watch. Eh? Sometimes more than that. And as soon as you have time for prayer, plus 5 minutes, like all of hell. All of hell like is let loose. Pray. As soon as you pray like this, then you start the onion. Amen? Then you start feeling sleepy. All the time you feel sleepy, though. You don't feel it. You gotta know that you're under attack.
Yeah.
I said you're under attack. And how, you know, sometimes, I'm not trying to be critical. If you say, brother, we're gonna have a whole night session here. We're gonna sing and we're gonna play and we're gonna dance or whatever. Some people might go until next morning. Say, brother, we call a whole night prayer meeting. Some people can come. Anyhow, I'm not getting that. I'm getting with connection, right? Connection, connection, connection. And the reason why many people are not progressing in the Christian life, it's not because it's pastor, it's not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord. It's not the problem with the church, it's not the problem with the people, it's the problem with you. You ever heard the story with some of them boys pull a prank on the principal? There's one teacher. The man was sleeping, you know, boys there, right? And they take a piece of rotten cheese. I put it on the man's nose. So when the man wake up now, he got this guy. He said, This place stink. And he's, who you think was stinking? Was the place or he? So some people like to see all the faults in other people. But they don't see their own fault, right? The problem is not the people. The problem is with us. You think anybody in this world could get me not to serve God? They got a person born like that yet? You didn't die for me.
Yeah.
I said you didn't die for me. When I have need, you don't supply them. When I need help, you don't be there for me. But thank God the Lord said, I will what? Never leave thee nor forsake thee. Amen?
Amen.
God to me is the most important person. My connection with the Lord is the most important. And nobody can touch that. No one, Joshua said, listen, if I love my son and God on the other side, shoot. He was actually telling them to say, so me and my house, we will serve. Work with your own salvation in what?
Yeah.
Take heed to who? Yourself. Every one of us should give an account of him.
Yeah.
Thank God for husband and wife. Husband and wife is the ideal. But listen, if your wife don't want to serve the Lord, you make sure you serve the Lord and trust the Lord to get her to serve the Lord. Amen? But don't let her hinder your connection with the Lord, else you're going to lose out. Both of you are going to lose out. And if the wife and the husband don't want, you make sure you stay connected. One day said, the Lord knows to bring people to him, you know. I said, the Lord knows to bring people to him, you know. Amen? Praise the Lord. So we need to stay connected. And once you accept Christ as the Lord and Savior, you are connected. But sometimes, brother, I look at all of us. Anybody here perfect can never do nothing, never say anything wrong, never do anything wrong, you never do anything wrong? Anybody here? No. Because if you said since you come to the Lord, you never sin, I have to maybe call and pray for you. Because you just tell a lie, right? But the point I'm making, as believers, yeah, we fail and whatever, but thank God we can be reconnected now. You have to know what you need to do to be reconnected. What Isaiah 59:2 tells us? Here's your separation come now. Your iniquity or your sin of what? Separate between you and your God. So anytime we sin, we are separated, right?
Yeah.
Amen? We cut off from divine. It doesn't mean that we can't get back into divine, right? But we cut off. Because your iniquity have what? Separated between you and your God. So how do we get reconnected? Praise the Lord. How do we get reconnected? You need to know these things. It's a simple ABC. You need to know what to do if you fail, if you fall down and you do something that you shouldn't do. You need to know how to get back to God and to be reconnected. This Christianity is not about religion, not about a club. Some maybe churches are just club. This is an organization, but this is not an organization or this is not a club. This is connection with the Lord. Amen. And it's 24/7. That's why the Bible says you must do what? Pray without or be always connected to the Lord. Amen. Anytime, any place, anywhere you go. A time I was in Guyana. Well, some of them brethren know me, right? Until the walking coming down, till from the botanic garden, till the back. So somebody reached one of my friends. She tried and said, "No, I see Pastor Lacan, and he's talking to himself." He said, no, anytime he's praying, because he knows me, right? He said, "Pray. Talk to yourself." Praise the Lord, we got somebody we can talk to 24/7, amen?
Yes.
I said 24/7.
Yes.
Call upon me in the day of trouble and I will what? Deliver thee. Thou shalt glorify. So just in case you fall, who said I never fall? Remember I told you so about my nephew? I wasn't saved very long. And my nephew was in the house and he just laughing. And I get him vexed. You know, sometimes some people do something, just make you get vexed. You laugh, you laugh, and you get tough thing up. Bam! And I give him one slap in his face, right? Honestly, brother Dudo, brother Paul. When I don't know, Kevin, I said, sorry. Appeasing. But you can laugh from now till next year, you'll get me to box you. I said, you won't get me to slap you anymore. This with them things done. I said, this with them things finished. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
James, I like you. Don't, anyhow. Sometimes some of them need a little tap it. Give them a little something. That's when they're grown up, they got stupid. Foolishness is what? Bound up in a child. But they rather correction to do what? You gotta give them it sometime, amen? He's a good boy, right? He's a good guy. Sometime I got you grab my mom, but my mom give you a tap. You know the tap? But sometimes the children, you need to sit down and talk with them, show them the right from wrong. And sometimes, when they're at the age, of course, if they're past 18, they say, if I talk to them, you're not supposed to beat them now, right? But in Guyana now, you're 17 or 18 or 20, your father might put a cuff in you when you come back, probably. See, they rather good. They used to discipline us, right? So we were brought up in the right way. So now, we fail, we do something wrong, we shouldn't do what we have done. What's going to happen now? How do we get reconnected? 1 John 1, and everybody memorizes, keep it in your head. If we what? Confess our sins, he's what? Faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Let me stick a pin here now. The devil wants you to feel condemned. Devil wants you to feel guilty, right? So even if you fail and you confess and you say, here will the devil come and tell you, no, possibly. You think God could ever forgive you? You think, who said so? If when you were a sinner, what the Bible says, that while you were yet sinner, what Christ died for. Some people are martyrs, some people were fornicators and adulterers, and they do all kind of wrong thing. Didn't God forgive people when they were sinners? So what if you follow? You think God got the same power to forgive you and to cleanse you and to make you whole? If you confess our sins, he's what? Faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse, and maybe all of us. Thank God for 1 John 1. I said, thank God for 1 John 1. Because something I'm sure you gave X, you take Benio's bell, you want to hit him with bell now. Anyhow, thank God we can confess our sin to be have forgiveness of sin. But we must not only confess, we must repent. You know what repent mean? You're turning away from this thing now, right? Amen?
Yes.
So Paul now, all right, because they are my friends, I can see this, right? So Shondell, suppose my friend Roger will come and give you a one box, say, you know what the Bible says? One box, say, turn the other cheek. Right? Shondell doesn't want to be obedience to the word. She said, go ahead, bump next one. He said, oh, Shondell, forgive me, I repent. Next time we come back, and say, Shondell, bump, turn the next one. You think Shondell will text that all the time? He better look out. Now, that is not repentance. I said, that is not repentance. If you repent, you must cease doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
What Jesus told the woman that was caught in adultery? What he said? Neither what? Do I condemn? Stop it. Stop this nonsense. Go and sin no more. Because when you see, what Jesus said to Saul of Tarsus, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting? Who is persecuting the church? When you're coming against a child of God, who you elect coming against Christ. And don't let God put his hand upon you. I said, don't let God put his hand upon you. Because you might become dumb. Or deaf. Or get an incurable disease. And say, oh God, what do you? God said, talking to you. That portion, that man was my child. You have no right to touch him. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I'll recompense. Isn't that so? That woman is my daughter. Don't touch her. And some people don't touch. Some people don't touch with their fists. They touch with, you know, words are very, very powerful. I learned that, yeah. The poor, one person said the tongue is 6 inches long, but the killer man 6 feet tall. Tongue is a very powerful thing. I had a lot of problem with my tongue. Most of the problem I got in was with my tongue. So you see, after the time I learned to, you know, keep my tongue. Keep my tongue in my mouth. And if it want, bite the tongue. Prefer to bite the tongue than to give some people some word that they're supposed to get, right? Amen? Amen?
Amen.
Let's move on. So brethren, no matter what wrong you have done, you confess your sins to God and say, God, your word said if I confess my sin, you're faithful and just forgive me and cleanse me from what? So I'm forgiven. And don't let no devil come and tell you, no world or no flesh come and tell you that you're not forgiven. You're forgiven! Amen? Then, repent, turn away, say, God, help me. Even if it's hard, say, Lord, do not try. Now, you know what God will look at? He look at our willingness. Amen? Once God look at your heart and God know that you want to live to please Him, you don't want, but you might fall into it, you know. Falling into sin and deliberately going to sin is two different things. Do you know that? And once God see your heart, you see you don't want to sin, praise the Lord. He helps you. I said, He helps you. I didn't get where I am overnight. The only thing I had to tell myself, God, I don't want to sin against you. God, I don't want to. God, just, you know, I can take away my life. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Something I pray. Lord, help me keep my mouth shut, Lord. Because if I only talk, I'm going to talk to you around here. Amen? You son? At least you son, tell me amen. Good, so you need to confess. Then, what about unconfessed? You know something, you do some things, it's wrong, and then afterward you come to yourself and say, hey, this thing is wrong. But you didn't consciously do it. Thank God, may God make provision for that, you know. 1 John 1, 7, if we walk in the light, as He's in the light, we have what? Fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, what? You know what the word cleanse, I think in the original, it means presently, continuously cleanse from all sin. So we confess the sin, and just in case we do something, actually, no, we didn't really mean to do it, and we did it, the blood of Jesus Christ take care of that. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? But we need to repent. Now, coming to the close. Hallelujah. How do we maintain now? You're connected, right? Our connection was broken. Confess your sins, the Lord forgive. The Lord is still good. What the Bible tells us? Now want to him that is able to what? Keep. Does God have the power to keep you from falling?
Yes.
Does he have the power to keep you from sinning?
Yes.
He has the power to keep you from falling. But in order now for him to keep you, remember you are in the vine. You did something wrong, you're disconnected. You confess, make right, you're connected back again, right?
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to be... You ever hear the term, hold me, loose me? One time I'm in, one time out. One time in, the pan, then change the play again. In the pan, out the pan. In the pan, out the pan. No. You must have something called stability.
Yeah.
I say you must have something called stability. Amen? I say, God, you listen. I'm gonna spend this 5 minutes a day. I'm gonna start with 5 minutes. I'll read one chapter, a couple of words for beginning. But I'm gonna stick to it. I'm gonna stick to it. Do you know if you read one chapter a day and you stick to it, in 3 years' time you finish reading out the entire Bible?
Yes.
One chapter only. Amen? Yeah? About 3, 4, 5, 6. How many don't read the Bible 3 times already? Now let's find out how we can stay connected. 1 John 3:22-24. And I was saying to us, and I'm saying to us, Christianity is a connection. I don't care who you be. You can be a pastor, deacon, or minister, or whoever. Ordinary person. Everybody got to get them from the same source. Everybody got to be connected to the Lord. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Doesn't matter who. He's a pastor. He's a pastor. He's a deacon. He's an apostle. I don't care who you be. If you're not connected to the Lord, you're going to grow. And you're going to become what God. You see what happened in the church? What is happening there? Something like a big church? Come on, I'm just trying to show you what's happening, right? When you're not connected, all kinds of stupidness can happen. One from Long Island, he got 25,000 people in church. If I did have 1,000, it would have been real good. About 100 now. Amen? 25,000. And next thing you know, you get involved according to the report. According to what is said, you get involved in homosexuality. And you're supposed to be man in the church. You know what happened there? Disconnection. Anybody connected to the Lord, you think you're going to want to do things like that? Once you're having fellowship with the Lord, you think you want to do anything like that? But when other things come and take the place, you're in trouble. Amen? All right, look at it now. Memorize this. Put it down. Write it down. Put it in your head. And let's see how we can maintain our connection with the Lord. I've shown you the importance of being connected. That is what Christianity is about. Just in case the connection is broken because you sin, I'll show you how we can get back to the Lord, right? Confess your sins and keep walking. The light is in the light. We have fellowship with one another, the blood of Jesus Christ, my God. God's Son, friends, from honor. Right? Listen, we should repent. Let me turn away from doing the wrong. Now, how are we going to maintain this thing? I believe Christianity is a connection, but it's not periodically, it's continually. And we will receive from Him whatever we ask. Why are we going to receive from Him?
Because we
obey Him and do the things that what? Please Him. So if you want an answer to prayer, you must be what? Obedient. You know what the word says? Come on, this is what the word says. If you love me, something in church, you see that kind of thing. You know, praise the Lord, glory to God. Some jump up, some fall down, some that kind of thing, you know. That doesn't prove to me you love God. Now, I like when people get excited, you know, I like when people get dance, they do the dance and what? That's why I miss Sister Chandel. I want to God music, Sister Chandel, is there, right? I like when people get excited for the Lord. You better do so and get excited, amen? Show some expression. But you can jump, fall, cry, weep, shout. That doesn't prove you love God. If you love me, you'll do what?
Keep my commandment.
Now, all is good if you're keeping the commandment of the Lord. But if you're not keeping the commandment, that's a big show. And last time you got show in the church.
Amen.
Right? All right. And we'll receive from him whatever we ask because we obey him and do the things that what? Please him. Look what now? Look now is the commandment you're not led by now. Look at the commandment you're not led by now. And this is his what? Commandment. We must believe in the name of his son, Jesus Christ. In other words, how you got connected? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and so you must continue to believe now, right? And continue to believe that he came and what? He died for you, he was buried, and he arose again from the dead. And look at the other one now. And love one another just as he commanded us. So for us to maintain our connection to the Lord, we must continue to believe that Jesus Christ came and died for us. He was buried, and the third day he arose again from the dead. Then two commandments Jesus gave us. Love God with all what? Your heart, your soul, and your mind. And what? Love your what? Neighbor as you love yourself. So do we still believe that Jesus Christ came and died for us, he was buried, and he rose again from the dead? Do we believe that?
Yes.
Do we love God?
Amen.
Now if we love God, we're going to do what? Keep his commandment. If we love God, we can walk by the word of God. And his commandment, they are not grievous. You know what the word says? Amen? Now quickly, what means to love God? Time is going so fast. Quickly, what means to love God? To love God means to know him. The people that know their God shall be what? Strong. To love God means to know him. I'm going to go a little fast so we've got time. To love God means to know him. To have reverence and respect for him. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God. It means to put him first. Seek ye what? First. It means to obey him if you love me. Keep my commandments. It means to make sacrifice for him. You know, if you love a person, you make any kind of sacrifice for them. Bring the woman with the alabaster box. And did anybody tell her to go and throw that perfume on the Lord and he was kissing his feet? It's the same person. The alabaster box. Did anybody tell her to do it? Because she loved her Lord. She did that. And I love to see people and nobody got tell them to do certain things. Thank God some people come to me on this short. Well, one time I do a little thing too. But sometimes I do my little, you know. Okay, like in a promise in college, then whatever. But anyhow, some people just come and they clean up this yard. Nobody don't see them around. Some people are doing something. You see what I do? No. The eyes of the Lord run into and for beholding the what? Whatever you do, you do something to the Lord. I love people when they come and do things for God without looking for recognition. Amen? Love God means to sacrifice. And to love God means to trust him. No matter what happened, Job said, yet though he slay me, yet will I trust him. So sometimes things come in your life, certain things happen, you don't know, say, God, I don't understand too. Anybody could tell me they fully understand God and things are in the ways of God? Me, no. But certain things that happen, I don't understand. I had a child that died in my hand. Me don't understand, but I don't know if one is there to reach in heaven. Amen? I was starving the Lord and the baby in my hand like this. He would have been about 40 years old. I'll have that big son, maybe a little brother, and I'll have to change something. And now the point I'm trying to make, to love God means to trust him under all conditions. Certain things happening in your life, you say, God, why me? God said, listen, if you really love me, but trust me, no matter what people say, no matter what they do, you can trust me because I got a plan and purpose for your life, and it can be fulfilled. Amen? Amen?
Amen?
To love God means to recognize whatever happening in your life. Once you love the Lord, you know, all things what? Work together for good. To them that love the Lord. To those who are called upon to you. And once you love the Lord, you know, God will work it out. But you see, you gotta say, God, I believe it's working for good. Amen? What means to love your neighbor now? The two commandments, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love. This is the commandment, you know, we gotta believe that Christ came and died for us, he's buried and rose again from death. Then we need to love God, then we need to love our neighbors and ourselves. Now, what it means to love your neighbor is yourself. Think about yourself. I just thought, I'm time going, anyway. Two men were living in the house. So somebody, they cook fish, right? So when they cook this fish, they had a small and a big one. So when he come, he take the big one, right? And he left the small one. So when the other one come, he said, how are you going to take the big one? And he left back small. He said, if it was you, what are you going to do? He said, we'll take the small one. He said, what are you quarreling about? I love your neighbor as you love yourself, right? Love your neighbor as you love. Now, to love your neighbor as you love yourself, see, everything that you want people to do to you, do unto others as you want have others to what? Would you like people to embarrass you and people to talk you down? Would you like that? Now, don't do to your neighbor. Amen? I said amen?
Amen.
Because God watching on you. And whatever a man sow, he's going to reap it. Man or woman, not only man, woman too. Amen? Do unto others as you will have others to do unto you. You know, sometimes we ready to punch on our fellow men, fellow believers, whatever the case may be, because they err on whatever the case may be. That's something, if we were in that position, we do worse. You do know that? So when the person followed, as Minister Gerald thing was saying, don't push them down far. They don't fall already. Try to pray for them and pick them up and bring them from where they are. Amen? Amen? Amen. Try to fall already. Do you know in relation to the brethren, there's a neighbor, could be anybody in the world, but do you know concerning your brethren, what God says we must do, including myself? We must be willing to lay down our life for the brethren. You know what the word says?
Yes.
Huh? Now some brother now, or some sister Carlo, because you know it's time for you to sleep, 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock at night. They're in serious problem, they don't know what to do. And they call you now, brother, I need your prayer. Well, he disturbing me this time of the night, you know night time is so sleep. No. I said no. Those people may be at that point in time they really need your help. Amen?
Amen.
Stop what you're doing. I said, brother, sister, let me pray for you. That God will help you and bring you out of this situation. Because at the time I come, you might be in the same boat.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
You'll need somebody to pray for you. So we got to do what? Confess our faults, what? One to another. Don't condemn your husband or wife because they're not where you are in your Christian life. No, don't do it. Pray for them. Amen? And trust God that they'll reach you that place. At the time will come, they'll reach you that place. By the grace of God. Amen? As long as they stay connected, brother, sister. Amen?
Amen?
So now if you want to stay connected now, continue to believe that the Lord came, died for us, he's buried in the rose again from death. Continue to love God. Do you know God? Anytime God asks you to do something, he gives you the ability to do it. Or, I know we time to go, but let me show you how God helped you to do what's saying, to love. Well, of course, you can believe because of our believing, we are saved, right? Now, let me show you how whatever God asks you to do, he gives you the ability to do it. Romans 5:5. Look at Romans 5:5. Let me show you what happened here now. Romans 5:5. And hope makes it not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the... Now, where's the love of God? Where's the love of God? You believe the word of God? God put the love inside of us. The love of God is being shed abroad by who? The Holy Spirit. He put it inside of us. And now he said, with that love, I want you to love me and to love my fellow and love your fellow man. Amen? He didn't tell you to do something that you can't do. He gave you the ability to do it. Amen? I could never love she. I could never forgive them. And if you can't forgive them, sorry for you, going straight to hell. Because we don't forgive people when they trespass against you, God won't forgive you. Amen? Let me end the story right now. Praise the Lord. Let's stand together. Hallelujah. All right, there's a sudden end. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Or let's do some worship. Amen? I said, let's do some worship. I want everybody to pray. And ask the Lord to give us a real good musician in relation to the keyboard. Amen? You need to have somebody good so you know when you come to worship, you can get... God music to worship. Praise the Lord.